to bring it to something else, to change it to hunting an illusion. He says he will have an illusion in a state of dreaming and make sex. When he wakes up, there is no beautiful one. He has to deal with the outcome of it, that's it. This is like a beautiful flying bird, and someone, that when the bird is flying in the sky, his shadow is actually flying on the ground. Imagine someone trying to hunt this shadow. The bird is flying up there, but the stupid fellow is the hunter of the shadow. Means there are some imagination we have. If you follow them, you're following the shadow of that thing. Like that shadowy image you have in your dream, you could have an orgasm. What's it good for? These are the different layers of examples he's bringing in to show you something. Yes, let's see what he's showing.
The bird is flying on high, and its shadow is speeding on the earth, flying like a bird. Some fool begins to chase the shadow, running so far that he becomes powerless, not knowing that it is the reflection of that bird in the air, not knowing where is the origin of the shadow. He shoots arrows at the shadow. His quiver is emptied in seeking. The quiver of his life became empty. His life passed in running hotly in chase of the shadow.
Again, the same story, right? Another story that, imagine somebody who is hunting a shadow, he will end up losing every single moment of his life, not using it, wasting it, because that's wasting the moment. Then, now you're in a state of what? Despair, okay, another weakness in human being. Again, we are book one, we are the third story, and he's trying to explain to you your personal effort. He don't want to put you in a state of despair and things like that. He will show you the negative part of human being and will refer to the connection. Next verse, listen carefully.
When the shadow of God is his nurse, it delivers him from phantom and shadow. The shadow of God is that servant of God who is dead to this world and living through God.
Who is that one? The RF he was talking about. He said, I was saying there are these fellows, they're sleeping and things like that. So they are shadowy like, right? Talking about the shadow. Do not hunt the shadow. But I pray that the shadow of God will save you. Because if the shadow of God is beside you, you will be saved. By shadow of God, I mean the people who are surrendered to God. These RF people, which I told you that they are everywhere. Do not deny their existence. The only thing is, you cannot see them. Know that one only. That you are not the fellow to judge them. We'll come to that later, this judging stuff thing. Anyhow, remember that do not hunt the shadow, but what? Try to be hunted by the shadow, not the shadow. Because there are these people who are the shadow of God in the earth, and you should be hunted by them. This is a melody that starts in this book. The top of this is book 5. He will explain the different stuff. In book 5, he will explain to you that, listen, you are born a hunter. Whatever you hunt is worthless. Because there is only one thing in this universe worthy of hunting. Anybody knows that? It's love. He says, only love is worth it, hunting. But guess what?
Love is hunting
us. Love is not huntable. The only solution is for you to be hunted by love. And that's the dilemma. This theme we go through this book to understand that we are talking about something which looks like being active in it, but somehow you are not active when you are there. When you are lover, you are not the active one. You are the lover, right? But the roles are completely different. It's another state of being beyond the logic that we are talking. He gave you an example here with the flying bird. The bird is like this, and the bird is like that, and the people will follow that one, but the shadow of God exists, and you should hope for that. And?
Lay hold of his skirt most quickly and without misgiving, that you may be saved in the skirt of the last days. How he extended the shadow is the form of the saints, which guides to the light of the divine sun. Do not go in this valley without this guide. Say, like Khalil, I love them not that set.
This is a simple formula. We say Abraham said this. Abraham started to accept everything. He had only one condition. He said, I'm looking for some permanent God, not a God that will finish. So you have to believe in that one. But he used one word here, which is Dalil. And Dalil is a very critical word in language, because Dalil means reasoning. Istidlal means reasoning in our language. But Dalil at the same time is a tool guide, the guide. Because reasoning is really guiding you somehow. So reason is a guide. He says, you need to have a guide. Who is the guide? The guide is the one who is the shadow of Creator. Means without personal interest to guide you. And?
Go from the shadow again as sun. Pluck the skirt of the king. Shamsi Tabrizi.
Here he will bring his example for you. You have to find someone to lead you, like this Shams I found. Like this Shams Tabrizi, go and find someone. And?
If you do not know the way to this feast and bridal, ask of Ziaul Haq Hamzuddin.
Here everything happens very quickly. Be careful here. He said, if you don't know your way towards that ors. Ors is Shada Arusi. Yes. He says, this is it. When I say, find someone to guide you to be connected to beloved, that's the wedding night. You don't know it? Ask Hisam al-Din. How do we ask Hisam al-Din? The book. Hisam al-Din is writing this book. He said, you don't know the way? He's writing it down, don't worry. The book is doing it. He will say, I'm trying to lead you towards beyond the logic to find someone to connect you to that different state of mind, which is being in love that doesn't show. And if you're not in love, you cannot see it, but I hope you will find it. But I know that. I said, you have to find someone else. What will happen in you? Jealousy. Because when I say what you're seeking, you don't have it, someone else has it. Natural animalistic instinct is jealousy, isn't it? I would say, you don't have it? I know someone who has it. You don't feel comfortable that, thanks God someone has it. I wish I had it. Because that's the logical state of mind. jealousy. That's what he wants to talk about. Let's hear it.
And if on the way envy seizes you by the throat, it belongs to Iblis to go beyond bounds in envy. For he, because of envy, hath disdain for Adam, and because of envy is at war with felicity. In the way...
You see, he brought the Iblis here as a very good example. It's a very good allegory. Because first of all, Iblis is jealous of Adam. He was the best angel. Now, there is a new stuff. New creation. He doesn't like it.
Do you remember the story he's talking about?